Good evening. Welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Dan Bagley, and this is Shireen Chadha. And tonight we're talking about positivity in negative situations. Perhaps you've come home and said, oh, you wouldn't believe the day I had today. Everything went wrong. So how do you handle this when things are feeling externally pretty awful?
Meditate.
On your way home, in the car.
In the car, actually. I had some of my best meditations in the car.
Let me clarify for the audience. The Brahma Kumaris meditate with their eyes open. So she didn't have a driver, and that is their way of meditation, so they can function in the world. Please, go on. Meditation.
That's precisely the reason why we meditate with our eyes open, because when I'm in a situation, I really need that kind of energy. And what I've noticed is when I bring that kind of energy in, the situation changes.
Ah, now that's an interesting thing. So you bring in a more positive emotion or a more positive feeling, positivity, and suddenly the situation feels as it changed.
No, but it really changes.
Uh-huh. Traffic speeds up?
Or it feels like it's speeding up.
Or it just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So it's actually mind over matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter.
Right.
Is that right? Well, that brings up the question, because I've heard you say before that a lot of the negative situations that we experience are really just illusion.
Yeah, definitely.
And so what are the bases of these illusions, or how do we pop out to a greater reality, really?
I feel one of the worst illusions is someone can make me happy or sad.
Ah.
So these are spiritual illusions. It's not like a rabbit coming out of a hat.
Right, right.
So these are spiritual illusions. So someone can make me, anything external can make me happy.
So when someone says, you ruined my day, you made me so angry, you're saying that's really an illusion we've stepped into.
Right, right. Because no one can do it until unless you're giving them permission to do it, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so one of the things is to really look back, and the way to counteract an illusion like that is, mm-hmm. Let's say you're in a situation and someone is really upsetting you about something and you're thinking, this person is really making me mad.
Right.
Is the best question to ask yourself at that time is, what is it that I can give in this situation? What is it that I can give this person in this situation?
Very nice. So that takes the emphasis off of them, what they're saying, doing, whatever, and puts it onto you is listening generously, at a minimum.
Right. And also it gives us responsibility and power, mm-hmm. that I can actually do something for this person. Because in a way, people do need something from you.
Yeah.
To really ask yourself that very genuinely, what do they need, and give it, and then it will change.
So let's put it into someone at the office who's being too loud and getting on your nerves. How might you handle this?
Then what do they need from me? Mm-hmm. Maybe sometimes it could be just they need you to stop talking and move away.
Uh-huh.
Because many times we talk, you know, we... It's good to have the last word.
Uh-huh.
That's another illusion I was going to say.
Okay, good. Play that one.
The illusion is that I need to win the argument.
Ah.
The illusion is I need to have the last word. The illusion is I need to be cleverer than the other person.
Ah.
But yeah. I feel the spiritual solution to that illusion would be, how soon can I put a period to my thoughts?
Ah, nice. So what you're also saying implicit to this, it sounds like, is if I'm trying to win the argument, there are no winners in that argument.
No. And also, you lose your happiness like this. You lose your positivity like this. The only way to stay positive in a situation like that is to put a full stop. It's to put a period.
Right. And I may be reading into you, but there's a certain level of just sending forth love in that situation. Is that right?
That would answer in the first question. They might need love.
Yeah.
They might need, what do they need?
To be heard, validated, understood, accepted.
Right.
And in the arguing, getting the last word, we're doing anything but accepting them.
Right.
Yeah. One of the other things within the illusion, if we are having a bad moment,
mm-hmm.
it's probably good not to make the decisions, big decisions, when we're in that low mood.
Right, right. Hopefully they're small.
Yeah.
And far between. But if it's going on for a long time, then definitely to be in silence.
Uh-huh.
I always feel that people think they need to analyze something. That's another illusion.
Yeah.
That's another illusion is that overanalysis or, you know, makes me do the right things. But actually,
right.
Overanalysis really paralyzes us.
So, in a funny way, because this is really an important piece that most of us, if I keep chewing on it and mulling over it and thinking it and analyzing, then I'll get to the bottom of it. And what you're saying here, and I totally agree, is it's like spinning our tires when we're stuck in mud. It
right.
does not get us out. It
no.
just wears out the car.
Yeah. And so, at that moment, what I really need is that pure silence. Not just silence in the mouth,
right.
that too, but also silence of the mind, that I really need to silence my mind.
So this is so much easier said than done. I know a lot of people finish an argument and then continue it in their heads for the next hour or so. So it sounds to me like some of the skills you pick up in meditation are what you bring to bear in this point. Is that right?
Right. And also we have to reprioritize what I think is winning.
Ah, I like that. Tell me more about that.
So if I think, for me, I reprioritize what I think is winning. For me, winning is how soon can I put a period to whatever, I don't think about it. That's when I know I won.
Mm-hmm. And is there some sort of peace at the end of that period?
No, just period.
Just
I don't
period.
Need to think about it.
You never think about it again then?
No. Okay. No, and I feel that people might think that's counterintuitive.
Uh-huh.
But I feel when you're in the right frame of mind, the solution will come automatically.
Uh-huh. So I'll take in what I heard, I'll get the period, I'll get it finished, and then I basically, if it were brainstorming, I'm going to put it out of my mind and let it incubate.
Right.
The answer will come when I'm in better space.
Yeah, well, maybe when I'm meditating, when I'm more silent, when I'm more calm, it will come.
Uh-huh.
And you have to trust that process because it does come.
Yeah, which is a habit of how to handle things that get us in a more positive state. What about the sense of when we're in an argument with someone trying to win, it seems so personal? That's an illusion too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That I win something and I am diminished if I don't win. Wow, I wonder where our talk shows and political discourse would be if people tried to put a period to the end and accept. But that really does it. I'm thinking of to the right and the left of the talk radio. A lot of that is just trying to stir the emotions and play an ain't it awful game, regardless of the politics.
All right.
That's probably not adding to positivity or happiness.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. It's really not good to go into all of that. I feel it's like such a poison, all of those things.
So within it's such a poison, does that mean that we should never listen to the news?
We should. I'm not saying we isolate ourselves, definitely
right.
not live. It's everyone's calling is different.
Right.
I don't feel called to do it. But
right.
maybe other people feel called to listen to the news. But to stop it where it's going to start affecting your mind. But there is another illusion here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the illusion is that people are addicted to sorrow.
Oh, very interesting.
People are addicted to not only sorrow, but in many cases people are addicted to seeing the world in such a bad light that, oh, there's so many things happening wrong in the world, it's all of this happening, look at this and this argument and that argument and so many, you can bring out a million things. But I feel that the illusion is not that those are not happening, but there is a construction of the world going on. There is really, there's a construction of the world going on and there's a destruction of the world going on. At any given time,
right.
both of them are happening. Wherever my focus is, that's what I'm going to see.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think also on part of that is the belief, the illusion, that I show how much I care by how much I suffer. So if I really put myself in pain, it shows I'm a better person for suffering more, which of course is not productive.
Yeah, it is not productive, and it's not useful for anyone for us to suffer.
Years ago, Bears Kaufman of the Option Institute wrote a book called Happiness is a Choice, and one of the points he makes in that is exactly that, that if you put yourself in those low moods to show how much you care, you're less likely to take positive action. You're less likely to help pick up the pollution. You're less likely to donate to the cause you believe in because you're suffering already. You've paid
your
dues.
Right, you're paralyzing yourself.
Exactly.
And you're not helping other people.
Exactly.
But you need to be in a good, you know, that's when you really lose a lot of people have burnout.
Yeah.
You know, you experience burnout is because of those things.
Which gets attachment to the problem as opposed to unfolding of solutions.
Right. But solutions are abound in the world.
Uh-huh.
There's, you know, it is the best of times and it is the worst of times. So am I going to focus on the best of times or the
worst
of times? So I have to make a decision.
Okay. And the decision is what directs your focus, your attention, and that's what creates your reality.
There's another little illusion. I don't know how much time we have, but I want to mention this before we...
2 minutes about.
This is not to ask too many questions in your head.
Ah, don't ask too many questions. This isn't not saying don't do fact-finding like, can I buy these beans cheaper? You're asking don't overanalyze with too many questions?
Yeah, why did this happen? Did this happen? What did happen? When did it happen?
The over-analysis, once again, will spin you into the, if I hadn't, then it would have, or whatever the game is.
Yeah, or even this whole aspect of why, the doubt. You know, why did this happen? You know, all of those things.
Yeah. So why is usually not a useful question in getting out of a mess. Perhaps what do I do now would be an answer one would search for. What about the role of having positive friends?
Yeah, company is very important, really important. And actually, in every scripture, they talk about the importance of company.
Yeah.
The company you keep actually takes you across or drowns you.
So within that, we probably, as this almost sounds cruel, but we probably ought to look at who we're hanging out with and ask if they're creating more illusion for us. If they're, you know, making us not respond at our best, helping us not to respond to our best.
Right.
In our best self-interest.
Right. It's. I feel also we are very much complicit in this behavior too. When I really want to get out of something, I'll start hanging out with the right people.
Now this comes to the personal responsibility for positivity. So as I create a situation or feel a situation, to say in many ways, whether it's my relationship with a friend or a relative, a loved one, an ex, I've been complicit in the relationships unfolding for a long, long time.
Yes, exactly. People feed off of whatever you want.
Absolutely. So it maybe only takes, it takes two people to argue, but it only takes one to put the period at the end. Very nice. On that moment, on that thought, we'll put a period at the end of this. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan.